the kind of argument that their judges have put forward seems to be very flimsy, of course, but then what are we to do? You know, so we have to abide by it until we go to the next level, that is the Supreme Court, or we call it here, the federal court, where we will challenge this decision. For the moment, the judgment says it is in that the judges feel that it is their finding that the usage of the name Allah is not an integral part of the faith and practice of Christianity. Now, this is an unfortunate way of looking at things. Now, we cannot say that God is not an integral part of faith and practice of Christianity. That's what they are trying to say. And if that is, if we don't have God, then what else is, what is there for religion? But they feel that this Allah, in their understanding, is a proper name, and it is for Muslims only. And so if, since it is an exclusive word for Muslims, no other religion can use it, no other religion or bodies can use it. So it is theirs alone.
As a linguistic issue, the word Allah is used for the word God in the Malay language. What would they have you use?
Allah in the Malay language, as we understand and as we have been using for centuries, is God. Now, they want us to use the word Tuhan. Tuhan in Malay language means Lord. So if when we have the word Lord God, what do we do? We have to say Tuhan, Tuhan. So we can't use the word God at all. All the way we have to use the word Lord, Lord, Lord.
How have other Christian communities reacted to the case?
So one thing that has come out of this this court case is there's a greater interest of in other Christian bodies to join us and to be with us now. It's in some ways too late. They should have joined us at the very beginning itself, in the sense when we were initiating the case, but they were not too keen about it at that time. And then when the verdict was given and when the government appealed, they could have given us the support, but they did not give us the support. And now when they are quite certain that this appeal case has come hard on us, they all are now saying no one has a right to impose a ban on us. But it's a bit too late. Nevertheless, these are the Borneo natives. They are speaking out now. And also, when Borneo became part of Malaysia, there was this agreement between before the former British colony became part of Malaysia, that there was this agreement that Islam will not be the dominant religion. But all that has been changed now. It's a different situation. The country has become different. In time to come, if we go in the way and the speed at which it is moving, we would soon become a Muslim country with the Sharia law as the law of the country.